Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hello, here I am. I almost just hurt my neck, like, jamming out to that song. I'm like, sometimes I do a dance and I'm like, oh, like a little fun jig. I'm going to go, I'm getting too old to be like fun, to be like, to just have a moment of like random, like, yeah, it's like, oh, ah. How's it going, everyone? Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. My weekend, we don't even know what it's going to be yet because it's Friday. Let me just be honest with you guys. I'm pre-taping this because Monday I am going to be traveling to Vegas. I usually say Vegas, and people do not care for that. But I do believe that is the way it should be pronounced, and I think I'm right. But every time I say Las Vegas, I have to picture V-A-Y-G-U-S. Because I guess 2 years ago, we were going to Las Vegas, and I kept saying Vegas. And people go, you say that weird. And I'm like, Vegas? Vegas. No, it's Vegas. Who said that? And isn't it Spanish? And how is that pronounced in Spanish? That is the right way, probably. I don't, Noah, did you take Spanish? Do you know how to pronounce Spanish words?
I did take Spanish for a while. I'm not sure. I usually say Vegas, but I love when you say Vegas and bagel. I don't know how you
bagel?
Like how you say bagel.
Wait a second. Bagel. Wait a second. Hold on. I'm going to go get a bagel.
I love the way you say bagel.
Wait a second. Lost bagel. That is so funny. I do say bagel weird. Oh my God. It's bagel.
That's me as a New Yorker. That's how I say
B-A-Y-G-U-S. U-L. Bagel. Bagel. That's really funny. I love mispronunciations. Did you ever take that quiz that I was obsessed with? Did we ever do that on U-Up? You guys, if you want to show yourself a really good time, there's a quiz. All you Google, honestly, because every I don't ever remember how to actually find it. You just Google. What is going on right with my phone? You Google quiz regional dialect. Let me see if that pulls it up. Yeah, and it's called How Y'all Use and You Guys Talk, the New York Times. It's from 2013, and you just take this quiz. It's so wild. It's such a fun game at parties or like when you're with a group of people and you're like bored. Pull this up. It's called How Y'all Use and You Guys Talk. And there's 25 questions, and they just ask questions like, how would you address a group of two or more people? You all, yous, you lot, you guys, yuns, yins, you, other, or y'all. And then you go through and you answer 25 questions that are just like those kinds of questions. Like, what would you call a, there's one that's so funny. It goes, what do you call a rainstorm or like when it's raining and the sun is shining? And it's like a sun shower. We don't have a word for this. The devil beats his wife.
Yeah.
Donkey's Tuesday Deluxe. It's just like, who would ever say
a wolf
say
is giving birth.
A wolf is giving birth. Yes. It's so weird. Did you ever have a, did you have a name for that?
No, I don't. I think I would be the one. I have no term for it.
Yeah. Well, we called it Patricia Takes Her Cat to the Market. I don't know. It's like, what is this? But the weirdest thing is, you guys, and I'm no joke, every time I've run this test, maybe once it didn't work because someone had moved around a lot because they were like a military kid or a gypsy, and it will show you a map of, at the end of the 25 questions, it'll generate and go beep beep boop boop beep beep boop, and then at the end of it, it'll show you a map, like a heat map, you know, where it's like red is where it thinks you're from. And it will be down to the county where you are from in the United States. It's wild. It's so cool. And it freaks people out. People go, no way. And it'll be like, yeah, you're from a southern, you know, suburb of Baltimore. And it's like, what? There's a great Baltimore dialect or like accent thing on that's making the rounds on TikTok. I saw it on Reddit, but it says, it makes these guys, it says, if you're from Baltimore and have a Baltimore accent, read this sentence. And what the sentence says is Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, earns, E-A-R-N-S, iron, earns, U-R-N-S. Like Aaron earns, iron earns. And if you're from Baltimore, you go, earn, earns, earn, earns. And these guys go, there's this guy doing it. He's like, earn, earns, iron earns. Aaron earns, iron earns. And then he goes, guys, what the hell? What is this, the way we talk? Because he's hearing it for the first time. I'm going like, I'm just saying the same thing over and over. That's why I love that one. Have you ever heard the one of buffalo, 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 buffalo? Like that's a sentence. Because buffalo is an adjective. Let me find it. It's so interesting. I love this shit. Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo. Because buffalo is an adjective of adverb and a noun of, I don't think it's an adverb, but it's, oh yeah, here it goes. Buffalo. So, buffalo, 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 buffalo. So it's one, two, three, four, eight buffaloes in a row is a grammatically correct sentence in English, often presented as an example of how homonyms and homophones, hey, this sentence is anti-gay, can be used to create complicated linguistic constructs through, okay, so anyway, buffalo is a pronoun. So buffalo, buffalo. So as a pronoun, or it's a proper noun, Buffalo, New York. And then as a verb, meaning to bully, harass, or intimidate. So buffalo, buffalo. So the buffaloes from Buffalo, bully, Buffalo, okay? And they bully other buffaloes from Buffalo. And it's like, but anyway, it's saying buffalo eight times in a row is a real sentence in English that checks out. And that's just interesting to me. I love like wordplay stuff like this. It was interesting today. We were trying to come up with a top one, bottom one segment. And Noah said, you are not good with lyrics. Because I said, maybe lyrics. And you go, I just don't. Can we just like not do lyrics? Because I just like, I just don't know lyrics.
I don't know any.
And I was, wait, why? Is it because every song you listen to is like, rah, 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 devil spawn.
I can't believe like, how good you are at that, by the way. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, I guess I never paid attention to lyrics. That's not what pulled me into like a song. For me, it was just about the music. So I was never like a lyric head.
I could not be.
I know.
Like, I mean, I do love melody and like instrumentation, but I think I couldn't be more opposite of you in that respect. Like, there's no lyrics that you go like, oh my God, like this lyric just like nails it. Like, do songs like elicit feelings for you just based on their like the sound that comes out of these men's throats?
Well, I recently started listening to like pop music, and I really like listening to Rihanna, like her lyrics. I really
okay.
like.
So. She's very horny.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. S-S-S-S-N-M-M. Yeah, I love her lyrics too. She's super wet when she records. Do you know she hasn't put out an album for like 8 years or something?
She recently became one of the richest women. She's in like billionaire status. She's very successful.
I feel like you reach that when you put out a makeup line. That's like what every time a girl does a makeup line, it's like billionaire. It's like that's what would Kylie be like make money from otherwise? Kardashians pay like $1,500 an episode probably.
Yeah.
It's got to be this makeup. I got to start a makeup line.
She has a lingerie line called Fenty.
Oh, that's her makeup line too.
Yeah. And her lingerie. She has like
Does
really nice lingerie.
Need more makeup or lingerie? It's like, it's just, it's all, none of this. If I was to make a product and like put my name on it, it would have to be something that like doesn't exist anymore. It's like a new technology or like a new, like I came up with, there's some idea I had that I was like, okay, that actually is a thing like I want because it doesn't exist yet. Every color of eyeshadow has existed. Every pigmentation, every shimmer, every kind of, you know, oh no, this primer goes on smoother. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. They're all the same. Stop it. And they're not all the same, but I honestly, girls, you don't have to spend $200 at Sephora like old glazed dog over here. I just haven't been to a Walgreens in a really long time. There are times when my whole makeup bag is Walgreens stuff. Like, you know, drugstore makeup, and it works just as well as when I go to Ulta or Sephora or, you know, MAC. Is there any makeup product, Noah, that you are like, or any kind of like product in your life, girl product? I mean, I don't want to say girl, but, you know, is there any product that you have used forever that's like your kind of the serum, you know, that I use that I'm so like obsessed with? And if it got discontinued, I just don't know what I'd do.
I do have that. And I've been using it since I found it in my mom's makeup bag when I was a kid.
It's cocaine.
We're not supposed to talk about that. It's the NARS like highlighter stick, and the color is Copacabana, I think. It's just like this like very
Whoa.
Light pink bar, and I love it so
put
much.
Put it on your cheeks?
I put it like under my eyes, and then I do like a line on my nose to try to like look it to make it look reduced, you know?
Oh right. Oh my God. Okay, NARS highlighter stick, Copacabana.
Yeah, that's mine.
I love that. And that's so cute. You got it from your mom. Like, who knew? I didn't even know NARS was around back then. That's so cool. I love that. Did you used to get in? I loved my grandma's makeup and the smell of the bag and the smell of the powders. And, like, I loved that stuff because it, like, just smelled so good. I don't know if I was a kid that was like, I can't wait to wear makeup. When did you start wearing makeup?
It started with eyeliner.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think, like, 16 or 17. And I can't live without it.
Eyeliner was my last thing that I ever did.
What was your first?
I think it was like blush, because it's like that's what you like. Who needs blush in eighth grade? I remember it was eighth grade, but it was like I remember I found one of my friend's notes. Kirsten, if you're listening, I've never let this go. And I need to do some work on it probably. It's leading to, you know, me acting out even today. It's why, you know, sometimes I want to kick my Roomba. Because I found a note from one of my friends. I think it was Hala wrote to Kirsten, or Kirsten wrote to Hala, and they were making fun of me wearing makeup and being like, Nikki's wearing makeup now and she looks ridiculous. And I was just like, I don't know. I was just trying like a new thing. I remember one time Hala, we were all putting on makeup and Hala never wore makeup. And her last name's Holly. That's why we called her Hala, because we got lazy. And then it eventually turned into Heh. So now we just go like, Heh called me yesterday. And her name's Laura. Laura Holly turned into Laura Hala, turned into Hurley, turned into Heh. And so one time Hala, if you're listening, bitch, fucking wrote about me in eighth grade. I think I never called them out on it because I was so embarrassed. But she one time put, you know how sometimes concealer can come in like a lipstick almost like thing? I bet your NARS thing is like a stick almost,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She thought it was lipstick and she put concealer on her lips. I'm like, we were all like, she was like, this is a color? What? This is ridiculous. And we're like, Hala, that's concealer. It's always fun to interview men about what they think different things are. There's a lot of TikToks of that, of like, what is this product? And there's like dumb boyfriends being like, I don't know, put that on your toes. And it's just like, no, it's a brow gel. And it's just like, I don't know, is that a nipple cream? It's like, no, that's, you know, I don't know, something else, a thing I can't think of. But it's like, I want to start getting into TikTok, by the way. I got to do it. And my bestie sent me Taylor Swift's latest TikTok. Taylor Swift has joined TikTok. And she did this one where she showed a interview from Regis and Kelly or something. She was talking about getting a second cat because she had one. And she was like, I'm worried about getting a second cat because, like, when you have cats, does that make you, like, a cat lady? Like, does cats equal cat lady? And she was talking to a friend. And my friend said, no, three cats is a cat lady. Two cats is a party. And then it cuts to, and it's like her in 2021. And it's her holding one cat and she walks across and she's just kind of like, whatever. And then you see her walk into frame again. She's got two cats and it's like, and it's like a party. Speaking of party, you're getting a cat. You're getting half a party.
I am.
Your friend found a cat, was approached by a cat.
This cat, I mean, seems to have found my friend in a hotel parking lot, and it's a kitten. It was so friendly, and she said, okay, this cat is so sweet. I'm going to just let it be, and if I come back at the end of my workday to the hotel and he's there, I'll take him. So she ended up leaving, and when she was gassing up her car, she's like, okay, I need to go back and find it. She like went and looked all over for it, and he came out of these bushes, and she took
him
home.
I love that it was like, if he comes out naturally, I'll get him. And then she went digging for him.
Yeah, she's saved like so many animals from the side of the road. She's like this magical person.
Oh, so animals just kind of like find this woman.
Yeah.
And then
she has three dogs.
Goes on a search for them.
Yeah. Well. Right. I think she's an angel. She's so good.
That's so nice. So you said, I will. She told you about it and you were like, hey, we need a cat. Let's do it. And so you are going to fly to New York and get this cat and then fly back?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'll check off seeing some family members too to make the most of it. But it's just like a cat that likes to be held like a baby, and he purrs and he's so sweet. And
do
she's
most
allergic.
Cats not, I don't know a lot about cats. Do most cats not like to be held like a baby?
Some of them are aloof. You know, it's just like in their personality. So this one's very special because he is so friendly and I can't resist.
Have you ever owned a cat?
Never. So if anyone has tips.
Have you ever been a cat woman?
For
Halloween?
I call myself a crazy cat lady on Instagram because I follow a ton of cat accounts.
Oh, so you love cats on Instagram. You're already like in it. See, I'm not someone who watches cat videos, and I want to be because Taylor Swift is, and I'm just not. But I think you sent me a video of your cat, and it's so cute. And I wonder if I could become a cat person or if you're like born one.
I was watching Beth Stern's cat videos.
Oh, yeah.
she posts great ones.
Howard Stern's wife, yeah.
Right. And from that, I just was like, okay, I need all these kittens and old cats.
What are you going to name it?
We don't know yet.
Mm. Is Avi into cats?
Yeah, he loves all animals.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. Congrats on getting a cat. Isn't it crazy that you are going, like, in 18 years, you're going to have this animal. If all goes well, you're going to have this animal that, and your life is going to be so different. You could have a, let's just say, like, you could have a kid in high school and this cat will still be around all because your friend was at a hotel one day.
I'm fine with it.
That's so crazy how the world works like that. And, like, you're committing to something, though, that is going to be around for a while. I mean, it's unfortunate that they don't live forever or as long as humans. Like, that's one of the saddest things. But that's quite a commitment. I mean, the other day I was at Whole Foods and I was picking up toilet paper. And I was like, do I get the 12-pack or the 4? And I go, I'm going to get the 4. And it's like, why? You can carry the 12. This isn't about a bulk issue. You have the money for the 12. And I just am like, what? Are you not going to live long enough to wipe your ass that much? Like, of course I'm going to need 12 rolls. Does it have to do with the fact that maybe I think Andrew needs to get a pack sometimes? And maybe? No, I don't know what it was. Like, sometimes Q-tips, like 500 Q-tips. I'm like, that's a commitment. What if I die? Someone's going to have to get rid of those Q-tips and then they go to waste because no one wants to, like, get Q-tips from Goodwill. My mom probably would. Let's get Andrew in here. Is he available? He is in Connecticut, which is how I say it when I spell it, because that's how you spell it. I always forget there's that extra T. Let's get Andrew in here.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey, Andrew.
What's up?
What's up? How's it going in Connecticut?
Connecticut's good. A lot of kids.
How many?
I feel like they've have kids now. There could be 30, 40 of them running around. It feels like that. It's three of them. A lot of knocks on the door while your boy's trying to...
lay it down. They knocked on the door while you're trying to have sex.
No, but you could feel it. I'm anticipating it. So, I got one hand on the door, one hand on that ass. You know what I mean?
That was a question I had for you yesterday. Like, you guys hadn't seen each other for a little bit. Did you want to bang like right away, but you had to like meet the kids?
We did.
You did bang right away?
Yeah.
In the car?
No, that would have been badass. We had a Uber driver. No, we didn't bang in the car, but when we got to the house,
pretend like you had to go take a shit or something?
Yeah, we both took shits for
no, like,
about
but how did
minutes.
You avoid like not hanging out right when you got there?
I'm trying to think. So I think we got here, we said hello, then we went in the back saying, "Oh, we got to change for the pool or something."
And okay.
We had a really quick sesh, and then there was a knock at the door, and then we started hearing Hubert, the dog.
Oh, the dog.
Drink out of the bowl in the laundry room, and.
You sure that was Hubert?
It could have been me.
She might have been sloshy.
That's all I heard. I heard, and I was like, okay, only two of us can do that, and. And so whatever. So we both stopped slobbering and we went back out there, me and Hubert and Brenna. It was great. It was a good hang. Kids, when you're not around kids and then you eat dinner with kids, I mean, they're very loud and they don't give a fuck about anything. And it's awesome. But it's also.
I just don't the other night when you were saying like, I think you were just kind of like open to having kids or something. We were talking about kids and you were like, I don't know. Like, I go, you're not going to be able to play golf 4 hours a day. I know that. And you were like, but you can bring the kid, like, once they get old enough, they can golf with you. And I'm like, yeah, but they're going to require your attention. You can't just, like, focus on your swing. You're going to have to, like, look at the thing they're showing you on their iPad. Even if they're old enough to be on an iPad, let's say. Like, you're going to have to talk to them and, like, be present. And I don't think you understand. I'm glad you get to see this. Like, even my sister the other night at the baseball game was saying, like, because I go, I knew it's going to be hard. No one says that parenthood is easy. Like, you know it's going to be harder than you think it's going to be. Is it harder than you thought it was going to be, even knowing that it was going to be? And she was like, yes, it's more work. Like, we talked about this so much in Tulum, Noah, about, like, why would you do that to your life? And, I understand once you have the kids, like, you're not going to get rid of them because you're like, no, these are amazing. But why would you want to create something that you might not even, like, you don't even know what kind of love that is yet. Like, you love your dog and you love your cats and stuff, so you understand that kind of love. But, like,
it is funny
what
when...
is it about, like, wanting kids so bad that people would invite that chaos into their lives where they'll never, for probably, 8 years... never have a dinner where it isn't like chaos. Well, let's just say 5 years, and then if you keep having kids, it's not going to be for another until those kids are five or six and can like sit at the dinner table and not scream and go, I don't want it, and push it away and like run around and squirm in their chair. Like, when I go to eat with my brother-in-law and sister, there's no one, there's no conversation that gets had. Nothing, everything stays on the tarmac. No, there's no subject that catches flight and becomes an actual conversation.
It's just constantly wrangling them in, like, eat your broccoli, eat your chicken. Come on, you got to eat this. Do you want dessert? Do you want dessert? Do you want to eat this? Eat this. Oh, you don't want to eat this? How about eat this? Eat this. Eat this. Dinner's over.
Yep. There's no like, oh, what did you do today at work? And, oh, what's going on with that thing that, you know, there's no room for any conversation to happen. And
maybe that's
I think
a good
you just
thing.
Go through 5 years of never having an actual conversation and feel so bad for, you know, single mothers or single fathers stuck at home and they don't have a lot of like adult interaction. All of their interactions are like, eat this. Do you want that? Take nap? Like, and just begging your child to want to nap as much as you do. I just don't understand why people want to do it.
I mean, I just think it's, I don't know. You just got to
tell me what you think it is, really.
I think you have to keep the family going. I think that's a responsibility to not have your lineage
die. Keep the family going? What is wrong with people? Like, that is such a selfish need to be like, I want my lineage to go on. I mean, I know we're all humans and we want to make more of us.
I would think that it's the opposite of selfish. I think it's selfless to put yourself through that to make sure that your family keeps going. I don't know. I think that's what people like. I think that's why people moved here from Russia and risked starvation and got away from their motherland to start a family and to grow a family and to keep that. I mean, there's so much history behind where you're sitting right now. If everyone goes, hey, you know, I'm going to be selfish, you never would have been sitting there.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that I wasn't here. Like,
I'm just saying.
There would be someone else here. You know what I mean? Like, The fact, but this is all the argument I have for why people don't adopt. And they're like, we need to have our own. And they go through these treatments because they need to have their own. And I understand wanting to be pregnant. And some women really like want that. But like, and I understand adoption is expensive, but it's this need. I want the thing to look like me and to remind me of my dad and look and have the same genetic code.
Penis.
And it's just like, it's so egotistical. And
yeah.
And this is coming from a person who's just, you know, I just had people write dozens of essays about how I'm egotistical and narcissist. So I don't understand why I don't have this desire to keep my genetic code and DNA and like keep it going.
Do you think if your sister didn't have kids, you'd feel more inclination to have them?
No, I don't. This isn't even about, let's not even say kids, like it's about. There are kids that don't have homes. Like, why don't people have those? Like, find a way to have those kids in their lives. And like, if you're so desperate to love something that much, like everyone, you don't birth your own dog yet you still love it. Your dog doesn't have your genetic makeup.
Yeah, but I think the adoption process is
people say that all the time,
difficult.
But then people go through in vitro and spend $500,000 to go through that, and then tear up their pussies and do all this. Like, you can say it's tough, but it's really about, I don't want a baby that doesn't look like me. Oh, but it might have, you know, genetic mutations that we can't, it might have alcoholism or, you know, psychosis. Yeah, look at your fucking family tree. You have that too, buddy. It's all lurk. You can't guarantee your child's going to be exactly like you. And God, let's hope it's not.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Like,
hopefully it has better thumbs for sure.
Like, but I just think it's just, I think there's a embedded narcissism in human beings that we must need to have so that we make
okay,
more.
But
otherwise,
then
adopt and we'd just stop having people.
Why do animals, why do chimpanzees have kids? Why do lions?
Well, they're not
have
doing
kids?
It so that, you know, their child has their legs. But maybe they are.
Yeah, I've seen
it's
lions.
I really think it's about, like, I want my baby to look like me. I've been with guys before where I go, oh my God, our kids would be so cute. And it's like, well, that's not a reason to have kids.
Yeah. I mean, I just think the love for a kid, you'd say it all the time with, you talk to parents and they go, I never knew what the love would be until, and look, some
again,
say, or the hate.
Why don't adopt then?
Like,
and
I said,
and
though,
if you say it's because adoption makes you love a kid less, then that's a whole other argument that we need to explore, and maybe that is true. And people don't want to talk about that.
I have cousins that tried to adopt. They both had great jobs. They both like the difficulty of I could be wrong, but they ended up adopting two kids from Russia that were 2 years old. That like you could almost tell that these kids saw more in like their first 4 years of life or whatever.
No, than that any makes of these kids. That's a good point.
So
I don't know. That's a good point.
I would say that would be like you said, it could be expensive. You have to fill out a form that's probably more than 3 pages. Which could be tough.
That's always my argument is people go, it's expensive and there's a lot of paperwork. And it's just like, if you don't like paperwork and you don't like spending money, you shouldn't have a kid anyway. Like, I just feel like if you can't do...
But I think maybe that's me. You love your career. Like, if you didn't love your job as much, maybe you would need something to fill that void. Now, is that selfish?
I don't think that's true because there are women that love their careers that want kids too.
Yeah.
I just don't... Yeah. I mean, and it's not that I don't... have the desire to have a guy come in me when I'm having sex. There's something about that I'm like, please come in my vagina. Like, there's something biological that makes you want that to happen. So I understand how people get pregnant.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. I'm sure people are just screaming at me and not really liking this tirade. I'm not saying I'm the one that doesn't get it. You know, like, I am the outlier here. Like, I'm just looking at, this is the way I felt in Tulum when I was like at that hotel being like, who would ever pay for this? To be in this bare bones, shitty like hut in the woods, who would pay thousands and thousands of dollars for this experience that is not luxurious at all when you could go to the Four Seasons in Maui and be treated like a Saudi prince? So that's the thing is like, I just don't understand. Like, I want to understand. Like, I want to understand why you have been eating pizzas in our apartment for weeks. Every single day you eat at least one pizza and we don't have a pizza slicer.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I mean, there's knives. Knives, I could eat it whole. I could eat it from the crust. I could do whatever I want, you know?
But would you prefer a slice of pizza that was like easily sliced? There's never been a compulsion for you to buy
a... Adopt a little Italian boy that will cut my pizzas. Maybe I'll do that.
Right. And also, like, an oven mitt. Like, there, you have struggled with the pizza coming out of the oven, and you've never been compelled to buy an oven mitt. Like,
I was never a big oven pizza guy. This is all very new to me. Maybe when I get back, I'll get a slicer and a mitt. Maybe I'll make a Firestone pizza thing in the living room next to your band practice, and we could have fun.
It can be part of our Instagram live.
What are the, dude, there's some guys that build like fire pit pizza things outside that are cost like thousands of dollars. That's how much he wants to ignore his kids.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, why do you have kids if it all leads to you building some kind of beer brewery system in your back shed so you can avoid them and like getting obsessed with golf so you don't have to hang out with them? Like, I just... It's so funny to me that people would take on. It's like when people climb, like go, ice pick climbing.
Yeah, without a net.
Or something like that. It's like, why would you do that? What is, I just want to understand. I want to understand my fellow human because I feel so left out. You know, I really do.
You do a lot of human things that people like, you know, people.
I know, but. Then that makes sense to me. But the things that that other people do that they find joy in, like, why can't I find joy in that? Why can't, when I'm watching a TV show and it sucks, I don't give it 8 episodes. I just tap out. Whereas you will watch the whole thing. Like, I want to understand that. Like, why keep going on something you don't like?
I rarely do that. What show have I done that with? Mr. Corman?
Every show you've watched. There's been a lot
like
of times.
Shows.
No. There's been times that are terrible shows and you complete.
Oh, I do love, like, All American.
But you're not alone. People do that.
Yeah, but I don't think they're terrible in a good way, things can be. You know what I mean? Like, they're mind-numbing. They're not genius writing. It's literally like, dude, did you go to prom with Dave?
Yeah, that's another thing. I don't understand why people would watch that instead of something
reality
that
TV?
Is, like, Veep. Or reality TV is, like...
Because, dude, it's like when I watch, what's the show that you love with Alec Baldwin and what's
30 Rock.
30 Rock. It's just a lot on your brain. It's so many jokes. It's like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, just give me some dumb writing like the OC, a little bit of drama, and I could just turn my dumb noggin off for a minute.
I don't. There's something about me that makes me feel like I just cannot watch dumb things. And I don't think reality TV is dumb. Like, I will take, like, I'm learning about humans and human behavior.
Yeah.
So I don't, when people say, well, you watch reality TV, I'm like, it's not Walker, Texas Ranger. Like, this mind-numbing, bad writing, bad acting, like, things like that, like, or Touched by an Angel. Like, these shows that people, soap operas, it's like, why would you watch that? I just don't see the... Georgia and Ginny or whatever that show is that had the Taylor Swift joke. I watched one scene of that. I go, how could anyone enjoy this? It's absurd to me. But I'm not saying like I'm an intellectual. I only like 30 Rock. I get bored. Let's get to the news.
I like boredom.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
Oh boy, it's Monday.
Somewhere.
It's Monday somewhere.
Actually, it's not. It's actually not Monday anywhere right now.
It's not even close to Monday.
Well, in your head, you've been living on a different calendar this week or last week.
Dude, I've been watching Texas Ranger. All right. So sea ice at the South Pole has rebounded in 2020-2021 to the levels of some three decades ago, scientists are explaining. Sea ice is coming back.
Is this Trump's doctor saying this?
That's how I...
That guy like in that weird coat with the long gray hair. I don't believe any good climate change news. This is from the Drudge Report.
I knew you were going to respond like this. Noah sent me this as a positive story.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good. But there's just no way that any good is happening.
Okay. Can I tell you something? I was in agreement with you. And so I did another search. I typed in, is Noah correct? And
I would love this to be real.
So the Antarctic is rebounding. The Arctic is falling apart for some reason. Something with mountains. I don't know what. I didn't really get too into it. So
I'm pretty sure the Arctic is collapsing for other reasons other than mountains.
The mountains are very heavy.
Mountains of human waste that are polluting the seas and causing, you know, mountains of... cow waste that's causing carbon emissions that are making it deplete and melt at a rapid rate that makes scientists are all buying suicide like cyanide pills. Everyone knows it's the end is nigh.
Well, the Antarctic's coming back, so if you're looking for a place to stay out of Four Seasons, they're going to start building them on where the glaciers used to be.
I love hearing this. I mean, I'm guessing it's because of climate change. Like, I'm guessing it's like coming back in like almost a scary way.
Not in a scary way. It doesn't seem to be. It appears that oceanic cycles play major roles on Antarctic sea ice variability, not linearly increasing CO2, which I don't know. And then there's some graph that Noah put in that I have no idea what this is. There's slope and percentages, and it's like a bar graph of some sort. Maybe we could try to break this down. It'd be easier for the pie chart.
So that tells me nothing. That looks like the Richter scale of when Andrew and Brenna were getting it on next to
Hubert.
Bruno. What's the dog's name?
Hubert.
Hubert.
Yes. No, I know what this is saying. So I guess that's ice in 1980. Then it goes down. And then it really goes down in 2003, and then it starts coming back. Then it went really down.
I mean, it looks pretty static to me. I mean, it's like showing as many ups and downs. I just don't believe that there is any good climate change news. You guys, the world is like, the world's not ending. Humanity is being like, you know, it's like when your body gets a fever to burn off the virus.
Yeah, and then you think it's gone.
It heats it up so that it kills off the thing that's making it sick. And humans are making the planet sick, so it's heating it up. Like, the planet has a fever.
When would you admit you're wrong if 98% of scientists were actually wrong and the Earth was like fine, would you be
well,
like,
I'm
my
just
bad?
Saying that this I believe that it's getting better there, but I don't think that overall it's looking good for old Mother Earth. You know what I mean? Like you can have stage 5 cancer.
And still go skiing.
Your nail beds can look nice.
Yeah.
Or like your toe might not be broken, but you're still gonna die.
I don't know. My toenails have never looked better. I think I'm fine.
That's a bad example. I bet your nail beds would be pretty bad if you had stage 5 cancer. And I'm not making light of that, but I'm just saying if you have a terminal illness and
yes,
but you have like rosy cheeks or like your eyelids are. You know, you have all your eyebrow hair. People are going to be like, well, I guess that's a bad example, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's got to be weird to be dying like that. And, like, you wake up. I'm sure I've read some things. Where, not really read them. Just heard, you know, from Hubert. in between the sloshing. He goes, you know, some days on cancer.
Wait, where did you read about dying?
I don't know. It was probably during my
episode.
But
what was the end of that thought?
No, so cancer, like when you have cancer, there's some days where you feel completely fine. So it's got to be such a mind fuck to like be like, you wake up one morning, you're like, oh, maybe it's gone, you know? And then it's like, it's like when you have to shit and then it goes, your stomach ache goes away.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, that's actually a good analogy from two people who don't know anything about cancer.
Well, my
Even
dad's, a,
your
cancer
dad's a cancer doctor.
Yeah, so I learned through osmosis, you know?
Oh, yeah, because he passed, because he had you, and you weren't adopted.
Yeah, because I have the same dick as my dad. I know everything about hematology, oncology.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Next story.
Okay.
Have you seen your dad's dick?
Yeah.
Is it the same as yours?
Well, I saw it when I was a kid. So a dad's dick, when we always see our dad's dicks when our dicks are really small, so we think they're gigantic.
Yeah, so you think they're huge.
Yeah, it's like the Antarctic ice. Okay, a teen rescued a bumblebee with a crumpled wing, and now it won't leave her side, even sleeping in a jar by her bed. This reminded me of the video you posted recently.
Wait, it's got to be the same thing.
Nah, different bee.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with bees now. If you guys go to the Dodo, which is like that Instagram where they just have like animals, beautiful animal videos that make you cry. The one I posted the other day of this woman rescuing a bee with no wings, a bumblebee. This bee like likes music. It hangs out. Now everyone's getting bees. Wait, this one had a crumpled wing.
Yeah, this one had a crumpled wing. The other one had no wings. So I guess if you're trying to get a bee on discount, go with wingless or one good wing. It's, you know, also
all the bees are dying and like disabled now anyway, so
oh man, we are turning positive news into very negative news.
No, I love this. Like if you watch that bee video, I just don't understand how you can't be a vegan and like realize that every single animal is
can
capable
have a
of like deep connection and a personality. It's like everyone, after I posted that bee video of this woman that found a bee without wings, she took it in, put it in a little terrarium. She's like very soft-spoken, and like this little bee, they called her Ruby, I think. And she liked music. She would play with the cat. It was a bumblebee, you guys, without wings. And she learned how to crawl, and her legs got super jacked because she was just crawling everywhere. So she looked like a little cockroach. I know that's gross, but she was a bumblebee, and she liked to like sit on their shoulder when they played music because the vibrations felt good and so cute. And the bee only lives to be a month, and it lived like, you know, a week longer than a month or something. But
which is like 120-year-old
they cried for 3
man.
Days when the bee died because they like the bee had such a personality and they took care of it all the time, and it was like so beautiful. And everyone's like, "You got to watch The Octopus Teacher," and I'm like, "No," because I will ruin every dinner with my friends when they order calamari, which it gets ordered every time I go out with people. People get calamari, and I'll make everyone feel bad. I'll go, "That thing knows math better than you do. That thing can do the tip for our dinner better than you."
So does your asparagus. In fairness, so does your broccoli, you know?
No, it doesn't.
Then me? I'll do a math.
I see what you're saying. Oh, God. Yeah. Then you. That's a good joke.
I'll go head to head with a broccoli.
I thought you were doing one of those things of like, plants have feelings. It's been proven that plants scream. Nikki, well, what are you going to do when they prove that plants have feelings? I'm really going to actually have a hard time eating them. That's the answer to that. Because that's the right answer. And get out of town with this. This woman left her dog in a hot car for 30 seconds. You're eating a cheeseburger, you fucking hypocrite.
In a
car. Shut up. What?
In a car.
Yeah.
The that you're burning diesel gas and killing the earth. And but Antarctic's fine. It's coming back. Rebounding.
Antarctic.
Kuh.
Kuh.
Kuh. So, kuh.
Oh, my God. Antarctic. Kuh is so kuh.
That's obviously the name of this
Antarctica show. Is definitely the name of this. We got it.
Write it down. Here's the thing, though. I think like some people become friends with animals that aren't supposed to be like friends, and like you
we
know,
no animals domesticated until we decide it is.
Yeah,
they're all wild.
This particular bee, the girl tried to put the bee back at the park. She spent an hour at the park trying to set the bee free. In like a flower bed or something, and the bee just kept coming back to her.
I mean, this sounds like your friend with the hotel cat.
Yeah.
But different, because that woman went searching for that cat. God, send me a sign that this cat belongs in my life. Here, kitty, 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 opening tuna can.
Yes.
In the bushes.
I don't know why it was so attracted to me. Maybe because you were about rolling around
my
in tuna.
Energy. And all the catnip I had around my necklace.
I want to see someone become a friend with a wasp. Then I'll be impressed. You know what I mean? Like something really mean. You know,
people are terrified of bees. But and people have spiders as pets all the time.
That's true. But not like a
show
black
widow. Show me
someone
who becomes friends with a house centipede. I might like a house centipede if it didn't have legs. Those things, as a vegan, those are the only animals that I go, fuck that thing. Fuck it. I won't kill one, but I sure will. But it's only because I don't want to even get close enough to it to kill it.
You would chill with a scorpion? A scorpion will fuck you up.
I like scorpions. Do you remember? Oh, no, you weren't there. You know that club we did in New Mexico?
Yeah. You had a scorpion on stage, right?
Yeah, I was on stage and all of a sudden there was a thwack to the right of the stage. And I go, what the hell? It sounded like a gunshot. And I go, what was that? And he goes, scorpion. And I go, what? And he had a flip-flop in his hand. He took his flip-flop off. And I go, first of all, you're wearing flip-flops to my show, front row. How dare you, sir? And he goes, I don't respect your show. I was the guy that posted on Reddit. And I was like, oh, actually, good point. So he thwacked this thing. I go, is it dead? And he goes, yeah, I got it. And I go, why? He's like, I go, why would you kill that? I was so mad because I'd never even seen a scorpion, and now this one is dead. And I picked it up and I kept it. And
was the scorpion like a deadly? Was it a deadly kind of scorpion though? Like, what if it stung you?
It could have like fucked me up, but it was. I didn't pick it up by its stinger. People go, oh my god! I go, I'm picking it up by its talon, and it's dead, and its talons don't have sting in it.
You picked it up on stage.
Yeah, and people go, oh my God. I go, you guys, it's dead. What are you talking about?
But these guys that try to become friends with, like, grizzly bears, and, it ends either, like, I don't know. It's just wild to me, you know? I mean,
someone
it's a beautiful
sent me
thing.
A video.
I love it. I love seeing, like, a big grizzly man rolling around with a grizzly bear.
That one video where the guy's like, hey, I'm John, and this here is Buddy. Yeah. And we want to thank you for donating. There is a hilarious Reddit video where this guy's trying to do a commercial for conservation. Noah, have you seen it? Oh, my God. How can we find that video?
The bear keeps messing up the take by almost
eating the
man. Yeah,
the bear keeps mauling him, like playfully. But like, and the guy just cannot get this bear to stop. Like, bear commercial, PSA, blooper.
Well, that's the thing with bears. They maul you once, you're dead. A bee, and it doesn't die. A bee, though, if it stings, a lot of bees, they sting you once, they're dead. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's something to think about.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting thing. That a bear, yeah, a bear doesn't, like, maul you once, and then it's like, and then it had to go off and die.
Yeah, that's
a good point.
It probably stopped mauling you as much. So maybe bees aren't that nice. They're just selfish.
Okay, I'm looking for the bear blooper because it's so funny. We got to find the old
blooper
man.
Bear blooper is such a funny term. Ah, bear the blooper. Bear blooper.
Bart the Bear. That's it. Bart the Bear outtakes. There it is. Noah, will you play it?
Drunk companion, friend, Bart the Bear. You're good. You may... you- Hello?
Hello, like
my name is Doug
him.
Seuss, and this is my lifelong friend and companion.
This bear is like 900 pounds, and the guy that's talking about him is like a big guy.
Get off. Hi. My name is Doug Seuss. And this is my life. No.
Hold on. It keeps going.
My name is Doug Seuss. And this is my lifelong friend, Bart the Bear. You may recognize him as an actor. He might be big and strong, but he's also a cancer survivor.
Oh.
We want to tell you how grateful we are for the overwhelming compassion
of
professional doctors and staff at the Colorado State University Animal Cancer Center.
Nope. Bart's not going
to
have it.
Please help us continue to save lives. Call today.
He starts biting his head.
Good. Hello, my name is Doug Seuss.
You guys, this
and
goes
this
on.
Is my long
you gotta
friend,
look up Bart the Bear. It's
my lifelong companion.
It's one of my
Bart
favorite videos I've ever
he
seen.
He made me big and strong. You might recognize him as an actor. And he also is a cancer survivor.
He can't get through the frame because this
bear. How grateful we are for the overwhelming compassion and the professional.
Noah, isn't this great?
I think this is one of my favorite videos ever on the internet.
I honestly think it is too.
To save life. Call today. Easy.
Wait, now the bear bit his hand is pulling him to the ground.
God, I screamed my... You were biting me! Okay, wherever you want to go. God, you were biting... You bear down on my finger.
Okay, he bared down on his finger.
Ready?
Literally.
All right, we got to keep going. This is... Hello. I mean, this video...
My name is Doug Seuss.
I mean...
And this is my lifelong friend, Daniel. Bart the Bear.
He bit his... Hello. He bit his face.
No, easy. Easy.
What if he just killed him right here, man?
No.
Oh my God! Bart. Look at his claws.
Guys, easy. I'm sorry if this is like terrible to listen to, but this bear.
Easy.
He's biting his face off, dude.
Easy.
This guy, this right. bear could snap this guy's all head right. in half, and he just keeps all biting right. the guy's head. Like his full mouth goes around this old man's. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. These people, they're just freaking.
Noah, you got to watch the whole video. The funny part is like that goes on for 10 minutes, like of just clip after clip of this guy going, "Hi, I'm Doug Seuss, and this is Bart. Stop it, Bart." And the one time he almost gets through the whole thing, and then it just.
And I love that he thinks,
Bart
like,
always betrays him two yeah. seconds before he's done. He's like, call 1-888-GOD-TOWN-BART.
Oh, Bart. Bart, oh, you bit me hard that time, but you bit me hard. What a man. What a man's man. There was that one guy that lived with real grizzly bears, like out in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just a video of him getting mauled to death. That was the last, like, he's like, call
1-800. Yeah, and they didn't show it in the video, in the movie. It's called Grizzly Man.
Yeah.
A guy that lived amongst the grizzly bears. I never watched that because it was just so sad that the guy got mauled because he loved them so much and, like, believed he was a bear. He was kind of like Michael Jackson with children.
Yeah.
Where you were like, he's in love with bears in a way. Like, and it was creepy, you know?
Like, he's
and then
a
the
kid,
guy,
yeah.
What'd you say?
Like, he's a, like how Michael Jackson thought he was a little kid.
So. Yeah, and just was like, I just like being around children.
I
children.
Just love
how does
children.
How does Kyle Dunnigan do the impression? Chillin'.
Children.
Children. Children. No, he does it with a T. Children. Yeah, the grizzly man, I just always remember hearing that that documentary ends with his girlfriend. They were like, we're going to get rid of the footage. We're going to destroy the footage because no one ever needs to see this man, like, get eaten alive because he would set up cameras, and so they have his mauling, yeah. like, on camera. And before they destroy the footage, they put a video on her of her, like, listening to it. And she's just, like, listening with headphones, and she's just like, I can't, and, like, takes them off. And so I've watched that. I like morbid shit like that.
You know
I like,
what? I feel
like watching people watch things other than watching them myself.
I like the director and producer going, you know, I don't know how this is going to end. I don't know if we're going to, I don't know if he's going to like run around. Like, how are we going to end this? And then he's like, oh, I got it. I got it.
Yeah, he goes, you know what, guys?
I'm mauled to death.
Yeah, he gets mauled to death. And they're like, so last night we got our ending.
Yeah. We got
we're
it.
We're wrapped on production because, oh, is John sleeping in today? Sort of. So you know how yesterday he was like alive? Well, today, so tragic.
Let's just say we got it.
Let's go. Let's take a quick break and then come back with Why Do I Care?
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
All right, Andrew, I'm Doug's. Wait, what's that guy's name?
Bart.
I'm Doug Zeus, and this year's Bart the Brown Flask on Bad Bart. Andrew, let's get to Why Do I Care?
Why do I care?
Oh, Bart. JoJo Siwa will make Dancing with the Stars history as the first female contestant to be paired with a female dancer.
Hello. Who's her partner? We don't know yet.
Let me see. It hasn't been announced.
I'm guessing Lindsay Arnold. Brittany, maybe Brittany. That's really exciting. JoJo came out as lesbian.
No, I'm just kidding. That was
what?
We could take that out.
What'd you say?
I go, if this show couldn't get any gayer.
No, that's fine. Leave that in. That's appropriate.
But yes, who would you have picked on your season if you could dance with a girl that was a little less hairy than Gleb?
Oh man, Gleb was pretty beautiful. Like, probably Sharna. Because she's a winner and, like, really scary, and I would probably need someone to kind of scare me. Or maybe Whitney, because she actually was nice. So, no, I take that back. She was nice. But JoJo Siwa, I love her. She came out. She was, like, you know, she's, like, that girl with blonde hair that wears, like, ponytails and, like, just, like, wears weird things in her hair and, like, is just, like, so upbeat and, like, fun and wears sparkles and stuff. And now she's gay and she's, like, loving life, and I'm just, like, really happy for her. And yeah, Dancing with the Stars, they're talking about the season coming up and speculating about who's, you know, being paired with who. It's a big top secret. And it's just like, who cares?
Honestly, who cares? I'll tell you what. Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with a man, I never thought I would love it. But then I danced with Gleb when he taught us our dance. And within seconds, I knew I had a little inkling of what you went through for a month. And your boy was, there was a chub going on in my pain. I mean, I was turned on by this man. This man.
Are you serious? Like, you felt, you really were like, wow, this guy's powerful and like hot.
Yeah,
and
it was hot. It was kind of hot. Like, he's a sexy man. He's like, it's hard to argue that. It's like a sexy, like, Rottweiler, you know? Like, I was very, like, impressed by the strength and the beauty. Oh, right. Like, yeah, I could acknowledge, like, that it was hot, you know, even though I wasn't, like, wanting to bang him.
Well, that's the thing is, like, dancing is such a sexual and, like, intimate thing. So much touching, so much, like, rubbing and dipping and all those and fucking, what? that you, like, you could be attracted to anyone teaching you dancing because it's just, you spend so much time. I feel like you could fall in love with anyone if you just, like, cuddle with them all day. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I feel like
girl,
I would want to
guy,
be,
anything. Yeah. You could have, like, a physical attraction, especially if they're physically, like, perfect.
Yeah, it's not gay to fully spoon with a man, is it? Like, without sexual touch, just be held by a man and petted? Is that gay? I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, I think we would be uncomfortable with that. Most straight men would be uncomfortable with that because of society saying that it's wrong. But, like, no, I think cuddling is, like, something that we started doing and like doing to stay warm.
Yeah, and, like, I hug my guy friends
all
the time. Being
cuddled feels, what?
Yeah, a good hug from my guy friends that are bigger than me and I could get in his nook, it's great. I'll get right in there, that little nook. I love it, man. Man, I'm gay. I love hugs. Yeah, dude, hugs are great. I love a good hug where you just don't want to let go.
Yeah, but it's rare that I, like, I often feel about hugs the way I feel about massages. Like, this person doesn't want to hug as long as I want to, so I, like, give up quicker.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, they don't want to do this. But maybe it's, like, me. Like, I remember Amy Schumer wrote, when she was writing her memoir, she wrote a bunch of, like, things about her friends. She wrote, like, chapters about her friends, and she sent them to us. And this didn't make her book, but it, like, told me something about myself. And she was like, Nikki, what did she say? It was like, Nikki needs to be hugged, but she'll let go before she wants to, or something like that. And I was like, whoa. I didn't know that about myself. I thought I was, like, really, like, She's like, Nikki is loving and, like, loves to be hugged and, like, wants it, but she will always let go before she would like to. And I was like, damn, girl, You just diagnosed me like a decade before I could diagnose myself with that kind of shit.
Man, that was foreshadowing.
Yeah, totally. And I need a Bart the Bear that will just maul me intermittently. I am like Bart the Bear. Like, I'll just sit next to you and then go, I want it. And then I'll back away and then I'll bite your head. I wonder if that Doug Zeus is still alive.
Should we recreate that? We should recreate it.
Oh my God, that would be so funny. If we did it like scene, like frame for frame, yeah, of like the exact same kind of mauling and you like bite my head. We got to get to top one, bottom one. Today's segment, top one, bottom one. What's the category, Noah? We know it's not song lyrics.
Today's category is something you did for yourself recently.
All right. This is a good one. Something you did for yourself recently, which you only think of as like in a positive way. Like, oh, I did something for myself. That's good. Do you guys want to, Andrew, you want to kick us off?
With bottom or top?
You do this every week. We've never once started with top, ever.
I know. I thought you would left turn it.
You thought I'd Bart the Bear it and just...
Bottom, I would say... I would say bottom... What did I do recently?
Not pull out the rack.
Yeah, I would say the rack thing. I would say... I had a trouble getting that pizza out, which...
No, honestly, what's the worst thing you did for yourself this week? Or recently?
I think just like... God, I can't... Can Noah go first? I had a top
ready. Yeah, I thought
to
you
go.
Were ready. That's why... Were stalling by going bottom or top. That was you stalling, even though you knew the answer. You bastard.
I know
what? What's
my
your
bottom
thing?
I think it just was just now.
Just now is not preparing for the segment.
That works.
Oh, no. Blowing my dog, Hubert.
Oh, God. Yeah. Tip of your tongue.
Yeah.
I can't believe you forgot that.
I know. I'm an idiot.
And then is your top swallowing your dog's gum?
You know it.
Jesus Christ. I will say that I was cuddling Luigi yesterday and like really like having a moment because he just like seemed so like sad. And I was just like, come here. You want to be held. And I just gave him like a hug and we were laying on the ground. And like he was really just like I was laying on my back on the ground. He was on me like and his I put my like shoulder up so he could rest his head. And I was just like, I love you, buddy. And I was just like giving him my time because I'm always distracted on a phone playing guitar and he never like gets just like concentrated time, no distractions, not watching TV, just staring at the wall, holding my dog, saying I love you, kissing his head. And then I got up and he had a raging boner and I was like, I don't know if I like his lipstick was out so far. I haven't even seen his lipstick for so long. He was like legit turned on, you guys.
Wait.
And then I
gave
him blue balls because I was not in the mood.
You're such a tease.
Sorry. You know about the time I made my dog come, right? Yeah.
Come again?
One time I was holding him during a podcast. This was when I had a podcast called Not Safe for my Not Safe show. And he was sitting in my lap. He got a lipstick. And Dan St. Germain and Brian Frangie, my co-hosts, were like, gross, Luigi's lipstick is out. And I was just like, guys, shut up. His penis sheath has a larger hole than most dogs, so it slips out more often. That's what the vet told me. And they were like, gross, I don't want to look at that thing. And I'm just like, okay, fine. So I took Luigi's paw and I like tapped around it because I thought I could spook it back in. If I like tapped around, you know what I mean? Like it would just go back in because it was like being threatened by a paw.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took his own paw and then he ejaculated, Andrew. I'm not kidding you. White stuff came out of Luigi's penis and we all saw it. And I jacked my own dog off with his own paw.
Have you told this on stage?
Yeah. It was awful.
Wait.
But he did come all over my tits, just like I like it. This is a true story, and it happened live on a podcast. I think it still exists. You can hear it.
You would have thought, like a dog doesn't, like, did you think, like, you know when a dog chases its own tail because it doesn't realize it's his own tail? You were trying to make this dog think, like, his own claw wasn't his own claw. You know what I mean? He's not going to be afraid of his own hand.
Yeah, I taught him how to masturbate, essentially.
You know, the guy that stabbed me's dog would blow itself. Some dogs blow themselves to completion.
I mean, I think they just lick their junk. Maybe it's for sexual pleasure, but they're probably cleaning it.
I mean, he cleaned it until stuff came out.
I mean, not every dog cleans his penis. That's like a thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
what's your least good thing you did for yourself lately, Noah? Listen to this conversation, produce this podcast, not cut us off from talking about blowing
pizza
our dogs.
Slicer.
Try to submit positive topics only.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
I knew that.
Oh, yeah, that was
go.
Funny. You were like, today's a show where it's only going to be positive.
I tried.
It led to like us talking about insect incest. Okay, go on.
All right. So just thinking of something recently, I just like had a day where I only ate Funyuns and nothing else.
What?
And I know that it was wrong.
So like it just is what your body was craving?
Yeah.
Or it was just what you had around and you were lazy?
I was like, it was after being like really sick and I'm just like, I only want to eat Funyuns. And I
you
just
know what?
Ate Funyuns.
Sometimes like... It would bother me. I think Andrew might do that because it's the only thing he has around and he doesn't want to walk to the store. But like, if that's what your body was craving, no problem with it. Because I think that that's, we just need to intuitively eat and be like, what does my body want? Like, there was something about salty, like tangy, dry, crunchy that you needed. Like your body was like,
how much Funyuns did you have in the house? Like that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That
one...
is a lot.
Yeah, I had a cup. I had like a couple of large bags.
I've never had a Funyun, I don't think.
Whoa.
Because they always remind me of onions as a kid. And then once I get to adult age, I don't like snack food and like highly caloric fried things. So then I never even tried it.
What did your fiance think of that breath of yours after a day of Funyuns? It had to be intense.
No comment.
Funyuns all day. Okay, Andrew. I mean, that's a great answer.
That is.
Would you ever put Funyuns around Avi's penis and then bite them off? Would they fit? I don't even know how much a Funyun, like a ring of a Funyun, is.
It depends which one.
Really? Do you like Funyuns, Andrew?
I'm not afraid of Funyuns. They weren't my number one, even close. But I liked them when I ate them. I like a disgusting food. Like
I mean,
Funyun.
You will literally eat anything in front of you. I'm not kidding. Like it's one of the things about you that I just find so perplexing is that you will just, you'll settle for anything.
Yeah, if it's there, macaroni salad, any kind of mayonnaise salad.
Oh. I would rather eat a scorpion than a egg salad or like a mayonnaise-y potato salad. Like any kind of those salads that aren't salads. Ugh.
We are so different yet so alike in so many ways, man.
I mean,
but
that is the grossest thing. Those egg salads, anything that's at a barbecue as a side is disgusting.
Deviled eggs?
Or even on the...
You probably hate deviled eggs, boy.
Deviled eggs are legit my least favorite food.
What about a ham salad?
I was with my friend last night and he got deviled eggs at Whole Foods to like eat like for dinner. Like we were getting like just dinner snacks. He got Whole Foods and or at deviled eggs and I was like... Do you know that's the number one food that if, you know, I don't eat it because I'm vegan, but if I weren't, I would, it's my fear factor food. I would rather eat a grub out of a log than a deviled egg. And I'm, and that's an exaggeration, but not much.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Slimy, mayonnaise-y. Okay. Andrew, what's the worst thing you did for yourself?
Probably hear you not like deviled eggs. Probably honestly.
How many times are we going to do this joke where we talk about the thing is the worst thing that just happened?
We can skip Andrew and go right to Nikki.
Yeah, what is your bottom, Nick?
Reading Reddit comments. I mean, 100%.
Oh.
Like just seeing a thing that I didn't like and going like, let me just click and read and see what it is. And then like not being able to stop. Like that was self-harm in a way that like I don't mean to be like you. No one can understand, but there's so few people out there, and honestly, I'm on the low spectrum of it in terms of like Noah sent me a Monica Lewinsky TED Talk, and I was like, oh my God, I wanted to like hurt myself yesterday based on all the, or, you know, on Thursday when you're listening to this, when I was reading all, or Wednesday night, when I was reading all of the, these things about me, I like was compelled to like, I know this sounds terrible and I'm sorry to disclose this, but I wanted to like cut myself. And I like was looking for some, like I was thinking about where can I cut myself on my body.
Oh, that, that's like, why you wanted the pizza slicer.
Fucking asshole. Every time I get vulnerable, you got to come in with some little quip. And yes, it would make my life a lot easier. I'm sure people have cut themselves. But I was starting to think of like, where on my body can I cut myself? And I've only cut myself one time in my life when I got caught shoplifting. And I just felt like I was the worst person in the world because this woman screamed at me. And I like, you know, it like when I feel like I'm a bad person and there's proof of it, which I read a lot of proof the other day, I was just like, you need to be punished. Like there's no, you can't go to jail for this. You can't like, no one's going to yell at you. None of your friends are going to yell at you about it. Like, and the punishment was that, you know, like, why can't that be enough? I used to say this to my therapist one time. I spilled water on my computer. I've given this example a lot, but it might help some people because it helped me. I spilled water on my brand new computer, just had opened it. I'm not even kidding you, like took it out of the thing. And then within 10 minutes spilled an entire glass of water that was sitting next to it on it. And I had to go do a set. I didn't even have time. I like, you know, was drying it out and I was on my way to my set and I walked by a dog and I was dying for this dog to bite me because I was just like, you need to be punished for what you've just done. Like you're such an idiot. And I told my therapist that and she was like, isn't the punishment losing your computer? Isn't that enough? Like losing that screen time? Like that's a punishment like that people dole out as like, you don't get your computer anymore. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. So wasn't the punishment enough? Like reading these things that hurt me, but I didn't cut myself. I did find some scissors and I was thinking about where I could do it. And then I was like, I went at my like wart on my like thing again on my knee. But that wasn't that when I cut that, that is not like me trying to self-harm. And so it just wasn't doing the trick. And so I just like, I put it down and I'd called a friend and then I slept next to the scissors, not even knowing that I forgot about them. They were there. And then the next morning I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you grabbed scissors to like hurt yourself. But that's, and I'm only sharing that because it's such a rare thing. Like, I haven't done that since I was 18 or 19 and got caught shoplifting. So, if you do self-harm out, and then, you know, last year I like punched myself and like, sometimes I want to hurt myself.
Where did you like, punch yourself?
In the face and chest and like just like I was so depressed last year and like hated myself so much I didn't want to punch my face because I was scared it would like leave a mark and people would see it, so I was just like beating up my body. I mean like this I'm kind of fucked up, you guys, and like please don't write mean things about me. I like can't take it. But the thing is, I'm not gonna do that anymore. And I didn't cut myself. I called a friend because I know that that's not how I want to behave and like what I want to be, and I don't have any place to go. Like you, when you cut yourself, like there's people are gonna see it. I don't want to like leave injuries on myself.
Unless it's so a wart that's my worst on your thing. Knee. Yeah.
What? That's except on my knee, but that's for a wart excision, and that's different. No, it was only the best thing you did for yourself.
Warts all over your body, you'd be so happy.
Yeah, if you start seeing like just warts that I'm like, no, they're just like lines, like in multiple segments on my wrist.
Yeah.
You should start being speculative. Noah, what's the best thing you did for yourself? Top one.
Top one recently. So there's a lot of things about a house that I don't know and that I have to take care of. And when I speak to people on the phone, like, or, you know, like if they come down like landscapers or whatever, they can say whatever to me. And I would just be like, yeah, sure, whatever you say. And I started to feel kind of like, okay, I don't like being in this like dark room with no light. Or, you know, like just not knowing. So I went to the bookstore and I got a book on like homes and like learning about like foundations and pipes and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. So I
wow, girl, that's amazing.
Yeah. So I found that and it's and I browsed some other books. I got a really good book on mentoring using the Book of Tao, which I really liked reading a couple of years ago. So I'm just trying to kind of look away from my phone and negative comments, which I look at too. they're not about me because I'm not famous or anything, but I just get like sucked into this vortex of negativity on social media. So I'm trying to like read more books and just kind of empower myself with as much information as I can retain.
Yes, I love that. Books are like, they really do make you get off your phone if it's like a physical book, and like they open you up to a world that, yeah, reading is the best escape. It really is. It's, and then you just cut yourself with paper cuts. No, but it's true. Like, reading is so good. And I downloaded the book yesterday, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, about people that have been canceled or, you know, and I felt yesterday or the other, yeah, yesterday that I had been like, I was on the verge of like, these people that were writing were the same kinds of people that cancel people and want to destroy their lives. Like, these people actively wanted me to try to, like, they were cyberbullying me and, like, in a way that, like, they knew that it would could potentially make me like harm myself. It was definitely.
I think you'll get a lot out of Monica Lewinsky's TED Talk. It's called The Price of Shame, and she talks about public humiliation.
Yeah,
I think it'll be helpful.
I didn't finish this thought, but when you sent that, and I go, wow, if what happened to me has sent me for that kind of loop where I like reached for fucking scissors. What could have Monica Lewinsky have dealt with when she was 22 and how much hate and how much ridicule she got? No one was on that woman's side. No one. And like, if she survived it, I can survive some Reddit comments.
And you know, she didn't have a forum back then to get her point across.
I know she didn't have any like.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
That
is,
woman,
is like
I would love to
negativity.
Meet her someday. And like, yeah, she's incredible. She's truly what a survivor she is. And like, we all, including myself, I used to like think she was, you know, like I used to have preconceived notions about her. And now I think she is a true American hero. Andrew, best thing you did for yourself?
I traded in my golf clubs for better clubs that I had. First, they were a little expensive and I didn't think I deserved them. And I said, you know what? You deserve love, and it comes with a pitching wedge through 4 iron, and boy, was I happy about the investment, hitting them on the range, and I don't know, it just felt good to treat myself a little and feel like I was deserving of it.
Yeah, and like was it a investment that was financially irresponsible for you?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's like, I don't really spend money on a lot of things. I really don't. So yeah. I felt like, you know what? This is something you do almost every day. And I'm not going to buy other clubs now for at least 3 months. So I know now, you know, no, but like,
yeah, no, I know that wasn't even a joke.
Yeah, I know. But no,
I switch things up all the time.
I do. But I really don't spend that much money. So I just felt like I deserved it. It felt good to not to let myself do it. So
yeah, I like that. Yeah. The best thing I did for myself was I think talk about as hard as it was, like talk about how I was feeling yesterday, because the outpouring that I got from all the besties and the people that keep sending comments like has lifted my spirit so much. I just want to say thank you to everyone. Final thought. I expected to hear from some of you about how I got emotional yesterday and like to tell me everything's okay and all that stuff. And, you know, I was like, I don't even know if I want to hear that. Like, it might not make me feel better, but it truly did. So many people wrote, including Noah, like, and all my like friends followed up and like really were there for me in my darkest time. So I really appreciate that. And like, the besties that you guys don't even know me and like, you know, personally, and the things you wrote me were nicer than most people get from their actual friends in life. So it's like, it's so awesome that I have so many people that feel that connected to me and that can like make me feel like they're truly, they love me and like, and feel loved from strangers like that. Like, I felt the opposite of it. And you know, sometimes you don't let the negative in or the positive in as much as the negative, and it's hard to do that. But like, I truly like let in the positive, and read so many, like, I, you know, usually when people send towers of text, I can't get through it. But these, I really made sure to read all of them. And they all, you guys are so, I go, my fans, like, and I said this about the Reddit people that said mean things. They were very articulate and well spoken. And these things are well written, all the insults, which is always, it hurts more than when someone's like, you're ugly, and they spell it Y-O-U-R, you know, and I go, oh, well, this person's a moron. It's you are ugly. Mm-hmm. But these Reddit comments were so, like, well-written. I was like, God, smart people don't like me. But, dude, fuck those smart people who don't like me that can write, you know, intelligible sentences. My besties that wrote me and said nice things were just, like, so thoughtful and empathetic and so, like, they all seem to be trained in some sort of, like, trauma therapy. Like, everyone was so compassionate. Like, I just have a horde of support that even if you had one person like this writing to you, it would change your entire day. I had dozens, and they keep pouring in, and it means so much to me. And, like, I just can't thank you all enough. And I didn't expect it, and I certainly didn't want to I didn't want you to feel like you had to do that, and so I'm going to accept it and not say that I don't deserve it. I really appreciate it because it makes me feel like you're getting some – the only reason you would ever write the things that you wrote to someone like me is if you cared about that person. And so I feel really cared about by just strangers, and it's like – it's just the best feeling. And someone wrote to me that – someone who had said that my – ADD meds were ruining my personality and, like, someone needs to tell her, blah, 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 she's on cocaine, that they did a deep dive on their Reddit account, and that person's a recovering heroin addict. So projection, it is. Like, what I thought it was, and listen, I talked to my doctor, and I'm coming up with a plan, so all of this made me, like, face some things for sure, but it's nice to know, like, I wasn't going to go on a Reddit deep dive and, like, search their accounts to see what other things they had posted about, but someone did that for me, and that just gave me so much relief knowing that that person that said all those ugly things about my being medicated said that, you know, that person was a recovering heroin addict, and I'm sorry for that person. Like, they've been through a lot, and they're projecting it onto me, which, you know, fucking happens. I talked to my therapist yesterday. That was a thing that, like, so grateful getting back into therapy. That was something that Noah steered me towards and was, like, had mentioned about, like, picking up the, I was going to say phone, but my computer and emailing my therapist that I kind of called it quits with or, like, went on a hiatus with, getting her back on the line. Talking to her yesterday was awesome, and I just, therapy works. Being honest and reaching out and asking for help works if it's the right people. So please do that in your own lives. And yeah, someone mentioned to me that was like, you know, I found that when I talk about, I understand, like, being really insecure about the stigma of being on ADD meds, and, like, people will judge you for it. But they only will judge you if they know that you're on them. So just don't tell people that you're on them anymore. So right now I'm choosing to keep that to myself. And if I'm on them or not is not going to be – I'll probably admit to you if I am or I'm not. But I'm going to try to keep that private. Like, my choices of medication are none of anyone's business but my own. And, you know, my loved ones will be the ones that notice a change in me and, like, can talk to me if something is wrong. And yeah, I don't need to hear it from, you know, ex-drug addicts on Reddit who are, like, someone goes, most people are just jealous you feel good. Like, the people want to feel good, too, and they're jealous. And you can say, no, I'm not jealous. I do that all the time, too, where I go, I'm not jealous. I'm just mad. And it's like, no, look at where this is coming from.
And if you see me with a boner, just know that I might still be on Viagra, but I might not be. I just want everyone to know that it's up in the air. My boner could just be from Hubert.
Literally.
Drinking a bowl.
Yeah.
So don't.
It could be from the time that I cuddled you next to Luigi.
Yes.
And said, you're a good boy. And you just, you know, sometimes that's arousing, as we know from my
but
experience
that's for
with
me.
Luigi yesterday.
That's for me. Okay. So I might have taken too many milligrams a Viagra that I injected through the vein in my penis to get it going.
Thanks for
right
keeping
away.
It sincere, Andrew. Love you so much.
Love you.
And guys, thank you for listening to the podcast. As always, it is Friday here, but it's Monday here. We'll be back tomorrow. I think Andrew will be in studio with me. We'll both be together again. We'll recap his trip to Connecticut. We'll retrip my trip to Las Vegas. And I can't wait for it. Thank you so much. Don't be out there and jackpot.